And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Relatives Tuesday urged foreign diplomats to pressure the Israeli government to secure a deal for the release of hostages remaining in Gaza.
How will you face the severe criticism over this war back home when you don't have a proper answer as to where it's going?
Yuri Gorin, whose cousin was believed to be killed on October 7th and his body held captive by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. After 6 months of fighting, there's still no sign of any breakthroughs in U.S.-backed talks led by Qatar and Egypt to clinch a ceasefire deal in Gaza as Israel and Hamas stick to their mutually irreconcilable conditions. Efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine are expected to dominate this week's meeting of a group of seven foreign ministers. Details from Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan.
The island of Capri is beefing up security measures on Tuesday ahead of the G7 foreign ministers meeting. Host Italy's top diplomat Antonio Tajani said on Monday that efforts to end wars in the Middle East and Ukraine will dominate the meeting.
We are united. This is crucial.
The ministers from major Western powers will present a united front in demanding a ceasefire in Gaza and a de-escalation of tensions between Israel and Iran.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reporting. Meanwhile, efforts to end the wars in the Middle East and Ukraine are expected